going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Not just any Thursday. I mean, it's going to be a crazy day today. You got the draft. You got the Nuggets. You got facial aesthetics. Jamie's out with the girls. It's just busy.
It's busy, 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 busy,
ooh,
busy.
Oh, busy. I saw this yesterday. The Vatican. They're very upset.
Why?
People are taking selfies with the Pope's body.
Oh, no, they aren't. Yeah. That is disgusting.
The Vatican's very upset
no,
about it.
No, yeah, why would very, they do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
That is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the pictures this morning.
Ugh.
Yeah. And they're smiling, got the camera up. There's like three or four people in the shot. And in the very background of the shot, you see the body of the Pope.
That's so morbid.
It is so awful. God.
But it's kind of expected in this day and age.
Everybody has to capture
a moment. I don't know.
Everybody has to capture a moment. It's the Pope. I think I would.
I wouldn't. Not with a dead body.
Maybe just take a picture of the church or something.
I don't know. But the Vatican very upset about it.
Although I did take a picture, remember, of Nundies of when I was in Rome.
The Nundy. Oh, yeah. Hanging on the line.
Yeah. So when we were touring and there was a little bitty window and I could see the Nundies hanging on the line.
Yeah.
And I did take pictures. That probably wasn't right.
No, it's probably not. but it's funny.
It was funny.
You know, there's nothing funny about the Pope's body.
No.
So kind of get the Nundies.
Okay.
I did see also that they didn't embalm him.
Oh, they
did you know that? No. They don't embalm the Pope. Oof. Instead, his casket, that wooden casket you see, is lined and filled with zinc to keep him from smelling.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's good.
I did a lot of Vatican reading yesterday.
Well, that's his personal pick for his what his body was going to lay in state. Because they said that usually a lot of the popes get something more ornate and you know, all sparkly and stuff, but he just wanted a wooden box.
Yeah, and I don't think he's being buried where most of the popes are.
Oh, really?
I think he picked a different location, and it's like 4 miles from the Vatican.
Really? Yeah. I heard Broomfield.
Now it's okay to make a joke about the Pope being dead?
That's where I heard he's going to be laid to rest. He's going to be in Broomfield.
So we're going to be able to go. Yeah, okay.
I'll see you there. Did you guys hear Broomfield?
Yeah, I heard Broomfield.
Oh, stop it. I'm being serious.
It's right off I-25, man.
This is real Vatican news.
It's next to the tree farm.
Yeah.
You take I-25.
Uber.
All right, sorry, what?
Threatening to leave Colorado.
Yeah, well, we still have
Lyft. I don't blame them.
We still have Lyft, so that's fine.
Yeah, I don't blame them, though. I think
I
that they're
making
a good
on.
Call. I'm
going
to play you the news story here because I don't really know either.
All right.
I'll be honest. It's a little convoluted for me. All right, here we go.
The largest rideshare company in the U.S. says a new bill making its way through the legislature could force them to end Uber in Colorado. Our partners at Colorado Politics say that that bill would require background checks from drivers every 6 months. It would also ban...
So far, not too
listen,
bad.
Listen, I think they should have background checks every 6 months.
So far, not bad, right? Okay.
It would also ban hiring of people convicted of certain crimes.
Okay.
I like it. 2-0, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Domestic violence. Companies would also be required to investigate complaints about drivers within 72 hours.
I like all of this.
All right. So far,
Wait, what
so
do
far?
They have to hide?
It's coming.
The vice president of Uber sent a letter to the legislature saying the bill's goal of safety is a shared goal, but things like mandated audio and video recordings is demanding the impossible.
There you go. That's the one they're hung up on. They do not want to do video and recording, audio recording, of every ride share that comes along.
Well, I think it's a good idea, and then they save it for 72 hours. Whatever. I've had some pretty iffy people.
Well, and it saves, like, the driver. The driver's more safe, and so are the passengers.
Yeah, everybody is, because you used to drive for them.
Exactly.
So I'm sure,
I would definitely want everything recorded.
I'm sure you felt like it was a little shady sometimes.
Especially when people are drunk.
Shared goal. But things like mandated audio and video recordings is demanding the impossible. The bill passed the House earlier this month and is under consideration
Senate. They do make a point in the story, when you read the story, they do make a point that None of this stuff that they're talking about is required for taxis. And that's kind of got them upset. Like, well, okay, why are you picking on us?
But I think taxi drivers are really well vetted. I mean,
I'm just saying the recordings and all that stuff is not required by taxi companies.
Gotcha.
And they're saying that if they're going to have to abide by these rules, everyone should. If you pick up passengers, no matter if you're a taxi, limo, whatever, everybody should play by the same rules. That's what has them upset.
But to me, I feel like the taxi driver is like, you know, a full-time employee, and you have a social security number, and you have all this stuff on him. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been driven by people that aren't the driver. I've had to relook, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this guy is not the right guy.
Okay. How many times has Carson picked you up? If he came along driving, I think it's shady.
It's really shady.
If he pulled up at my house, I'd be like, "Nah, I'm not getting in."
Well, right, man,
because his toupee is crooked.
Right, and he's wearing an Abs jersey.
Yeah,
with
that
Landeskog guy on the back.
Well, you know, it's weird because you don't know what to do. Because the one last driver I had, it was like, I don't know. He doesn't look like this person. And I'm like, but you don't want to cause a problem if they are that person.
Well, and we've heard some stories about people actually using other people's
identity. Cars,
And cars to actually go.
Yeah, I think that this whole threat they're making with Uber, they're not going anywhere.
Oh,
I don't think they
I
are.
Don't.
It's
no, I have
threat,
no idea.
But they're not going to do it.
Well, I have a feeling legislation will back down. That'll be the bummer part.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, though. I think this thing's going to go through, Jamie. I really do. Because,
BJ,
you've got Lyft. You've got Lyft. You've got taxis. You've got all this other. I don't think they really care.
I don't know.
I think they're going to apply these rules because of safety. I don't think they're going to back down. We'll see what happens. I don't think Uber will leave, though. It's too much money, man. Everybody uses them.
Yeah,
you know.
Although I don't even have their app on here. I only have Lyft.
Yeah, I only use Lyft most of the time.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big NFL draft tonight. A lot of people fired up for that. The Nuggets, they play in Los Angeles tonight. What's going on?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. It's free. And the podcast will be up there after 10 o'clock this morning just in case you missed something on the show today. The big NFL draft tonight. Some people are having parties, and I guess some of the bars will be packed, you know. A lot of people get into the draft. Jamie, on the other hand, she's got a whole different party going on.
I do. My golly. So we're going to be at Facial Aesthetics. You probably already heard that by now, but we're going tonight. Now, the registration is open until 10 a.m. this morning, and then it closes. So if you want to register to meet me tonight, then go to alice1059.com. Okay?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You got 15 women along with their guests
that
are going tonight, so that's going to be a great party.
Yeah, and we will contact you. I know a bunch of people were already contacted yesterday, but he was leaving like two open for today.
Okay, so some winners are going to happen today.
Yeah,
yeah. So you got until 10 o'clock to get registered.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, great. Here we go again. Midnight last night, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, all the websites crashed because of this Nintendo Switch 2. It went on sale at midnight, pre-orders. Why can't we handle all this traffic? I don't get it. I mean, we tried to get burgers the other day. Couldn't get them.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, I know.
You would think in 2025 that we would be at a place where these websites could handle the traffic.
You'd think they build, especially Nintendo, would build it out where it could handle it.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think. I guess it's supposed to be pretty impressive.
Well, talk to our gaming guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Gamer. Hey, yeah. Gamer Boy.
It looks really cool because it's got upgraded graphics and all that. It's a bigger screen than the last one. So, yeah, it looks like a pretty cool console.
It kind of makes me sad, to be honest.
Why?
Because I bought him the original one.
Yeah, she did.
I bought him the original.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll still be using that for a while, though, because there's not enough games for me to want to buy this new one yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jimmy gave that to you as a gift, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was our first year working together. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. And you've had it all this time.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now it's outdated.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I saw the saddest thing. It said that more kids now, little kids, when they spend time with their grandparents, they're always on their iPads.
I could see that, actually.
Isn't that awful? That
even with their parents.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the biggest complaint. It was this survey with grandparents, because the parents don't care. The parents are the ones that gave the kids the iPad. Parents are the ones that are giving the kids the iPad to babysit them. And so it's shocking for grandparents to get these kids for the weekend or something like that.
Yeah.
And then just see those kids just sit there on the couch and just play these games. It said it's become a big contention between their own children and themselves, because their grandkids are just sitting there.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
Yeah.
That whole gaming system, though, it's a really good babysitter.
Oh, I know.
When you
want to
watch the NFL draft or you want to watch the Nuggets play, Avalanche, it's a good babysitter, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, because the kids now, I mean, I watched my girlfriend and her kids are addicted to it. They scream. They literally scream when she says, like, look up and say hi to Jamie. They won't look up at me and say hi to me, and that's fine. So she'll get mad and she'll take it, and then they scream.
It's sad.
Like, it's like cocaine it being taken away from them.
They're having withdrawals.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how much is this Nintendo?
I think it's $500.
$500?
Yeah. Ooh.
And Jamie Stop bought you the second one yet?
No.
Have you asked?
Right? I'm waiting for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You're going to wait.
Yeah.
Wait it out. Not seem like you're pushy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All greedy and everything. That's a good move on your part, man. Yeah, that's a good call. Because she'll fold at that point.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Because once she gets in the Christmas spirit, it's just give.
She loves buying stuff for Christmas.
She loves
it.
It makes me feel good about me. It's really not about you.
Right.
You get there. You only have about 6 more months, man. And she'll be in that spirit again, okay? Tabloid Trash, next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Aw, that's so precious.
What's precious?
Medell just ran in here and he's like, you guys, the Pee Wee Herman documentary looks really good.
Oh, are you a Pee Wee fan?
I kind of like Pee Wee Herman, yeah, yeah.
They have a lot in common.
Paul Williams. Yeah. Yeah, that whole creepy thing, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You admire him.
Theater.
Yeah. It seems like it would have been fun to be him back in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Go see a movie together, huh?
And yeah, but what am I?
Anyway, Pee Wee Herman documentary. Here is the trailer, number one.
Guess what? I'm having a party, and you're invited.
It's weird to be in this situation having a documentary made because I'm used to having control of my alter ego. I wanted to be a performance artist. I could show you my characters. Out of nowhere, Pee Wee Herman popped out of me. The audience ate it up and went crazy. There wasn't like a moment in the 80s that wasn't super cool to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool to be Pee-wee, but then it got scarred a little bit. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to touch on that.
They go into it a little bit later in the trailer, yeah.
Okay. Because that changed everything. When we found out he was a perv, it wasn't as fun anymore.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, son of a gun, man.
He's dead, right?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't Pee-wee Herman die?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's talking about it like
yeah.
he just...
Yeah.
He died
2 years ago.
Why? Yeah, he's been dead.
Uh-huh.
Why are you yelling? Jesus.
No, I'm just saying that. He's dead.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because he's talking like in you know, real time right now. So it was like, oh my gosh, he must have done this right before
yeah,
he died.
Yeah, that does trip
yeah.
me out.
Yeah. They do have him like live in this... It seems like he's like 68, 69 kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they passed.
Uh-huh.
Billy McFarland. This is sad. This is so sad. I don't know why, but Billy McFarland says that his name is holding back the Fyre Festival. And he says because of his name is holding the event back, he lacks the infrastructure to pull off the Fyre Festival, so he needs to sell the brand. Here it is, number two.
Fyre Fest is for sale?
Yes.
How did that come about? Like, so, and what does that mean, the Fyre Fest is for sale exactly?
Sure. So I'm sure you guys saw the news where we've been working in Mexico since September to make Fyre Festival 2 happen. We do this big announcement. We do a press conference with the government of Playa del Carmen. And then 4 days after the press conference, they publicly said they'd never heard of Fyre. So after that, we were, you know, looking for new locations and trying to figure out the best option for the brand. We have a great Caribbean country that reached out to us. But I'm just so scared that the same thing happens again, where we announce Fyre there. The New York Times calls them all day long, and they're like, who's Billy? We never heard of him. So I think it was like the long and hard realization that, you know, Fyre is way bigger than me, and I'm holding Fyre back. So if I'm not in charge and I pass the reins off to somebody else, I think the brand can go and flourish. And unfortunately, I'm just like, I'm holding it back at this point.
You guys want to buy it? You want to go in and buy it? I bet it's like $1.25.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that guy. This is some great news. Teddy Mellencamp is talking about her cancer. You know, it wasn't looking very good. She's a Real Housewives I don't know where she was. But anyway, she's not on it anymore. Her dad is John Cougar Mellencamp. And it was looking really, really grave there for a little bit. But here's what she had to say, number three.
Really exciting news, everyone. Honestly, the crying is already done. But I just finished with all of my scans, and my tumors have significantly shrunk, which doctors believe means that this all will work and that I will be back to myself and feeling good. I have two more sessions of immunotherapy, and then hopefully I am done and I will be cancer-free. I'm going to keep a positive outlook because that's the way that my doctor just spoke to me. He's like, you did this, you got this. And then, of course, in complete Coug's way, he said, you got that Mellencamp blood, so you're good.
Yeah, this is like a miracle because they did a couple of brain surgeries on her and everything. And, I mean, it wasn't looking good. She has a couple of kids. She had just gotten divorced from her husband. And she, well, she had an affair with, you know what happens is those moms, you know, those soccer moms, but she was an equestrian mom. They get over to the barn and then they see a single dad over there.
Get over in that barn.
Yeah.
That barn leads to bad
things. It does. It does.
Yeah. Get in that stall before you know it, you're rolling in the hay. Hey.
So she kind of screwed up there. Yeah. But even though she screwed up and had that affair, her ex-husband has been by her side, and we all thought she was going to pass away.
Well, I didn't have horses. I had ponies, but the same thing happens.
Same thing?
Yeah. Over at the pony stall.
I will tell you, as a little kid, we also played in a barn.
Yeah.
Mike Hudson's grandma had a barn.
Yeah, barn's a wonderful place.
It is.
Lots of memories in that barn.
Lots. Find out things at the barn.
Yep, the barn. Yeah,
you're like fourth grade. You're like, what is going on here? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yep, I've been behind the barn doors.
They're very convenient because all parents trust you when you're little in a barn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what could they be doing out there? Exactly. They're with the animals.
Yeah, they're like, they're almost proud of you because you're outside with the animals and stuff.
Right. They figured that you're cleaning a stall.
Exactly.
You know, maybe feeding the animals.
They have no
getting
idea.
Some milk. They have no idea. No idea what's going on.
Pete Davidson is talking about his tattoo removal. Man, he is getting all 200 tattoos removed. Now, we had a guy named Stretch that was our producer, and he had one tattoo removed, and he was a big, tough guy, football player and all that stuff, and he literally cried. It hurt so bad to get it removed.
I think part of it's changed, though.
Maybe so.
I keep seeing all these videos of people getting them removed, like sleeves and stuff, and I think the technology has changed somewhat on it.
Hopefully, because, I mean, Stretch was, like, dying from the pain. The SNL alum, known as Pete Davidson, says the ink reflected a time when he felt ugly. He struggled with addiction and used tattoos to cover up his pain. Now he's all about a fresh new start, mentally and physically. He said, I don't want the reminder of, oh, yeah, you were a drug addict. That's why you have SpongeBob smoking a joint on your back.
I mean, why else would you get that?
Exactly. It says, but this clean skin journey isn't easy. Each removal takes about 10 to 12 sessions apiece. With the healing time, it could take him another 10 years to be tattoo free.
Oh, man.
That is a lot.
10 years.
Do you still like your tattoo, Schmidl?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I forgot. What'd you got? Like Lenny?
I got his name's Ken, and he's from a show called Dan to Dan.
Ken, like from Barbie?
Yeah.
You got Ken on your?
Sort of, yeah.
That's
his tagline in the show is, I'm just an awkward fellow.
Yeah.
So I just identify with his like tagline.
You own it.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm just an awkward fella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't we all, though, Schmidl?
Kind of, yeah.
Everybody. Aren't we all? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all like 9-year-olds with those weird teeth.
Yeah.
It's always a shame. You should have seen me. My teeth were like John Elway's when I was 9 years old. They were all out there. I'm like, why don't the boys like me, Mom? Why don't the boys like me? We had to pull them all the way back into my head. it was a shame. Yeah. And I remember I could hear my mom up the top of the stairs, and she's just like, oh, boy. She's just so homely.
Oh, dude, homely? Jeez.
Because my legs grew too fast, and so we couldn't find jeans to fit my legs because they were too long. So I had, like, high waters and big buck teeth.
Oh.
And then I decided to get pretty and get a perm.
Oh,
so I had a perm, big buck teeth, and short, and pants are too short. And I played in the band.
Why won't somebody take me to the dance, Mom?
Why don't the boys like my mom? Oh,
bless your heart.
Bless my heart. Yeah. Yeah. She's so homely. Oh, so sad. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms in the forecast today. Could be a little severe, they're saying. All right. Also, Nuggets play tonight. Clippers.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A couple events that are in town this weekend. One being Monster Jam.
Oh.
It's at Mile High Stadium this weekend. So they're getting the stadium prepared. I like the one at the stadium. Indoors, not so much.
Yeah.
Gives you a headache.
It does. And some carbon monoxide.
Yeah, the fumes are intense.
Yeah, that's a little much.
The other is in Estes Park this weekend. Bigfoot Days.
Oh, Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bigfoot Day.
I wonder what that entails.
I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
Kind of sounds
Park.
Fun, doesn't it?
Does,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It kind of feel like sneaking up there maybe with a gorilla suit, you know, on Friday and hiding in the woods.
Oh, it looks, I'm looking at it now. It looks like everybody is dressed up as Bigfoot.
Are they?
Yeah,
is that what the celebration's about?
Yeah, a lot of people are dressed.
That's
as
awesome.
Bigfoot.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I got to get over to Reiki Brothers.
And there's a Bigfoot barbecue.
Oh, man.
Bigfoot half marathon. Yeah, it looks like it. This looks kind of
have
fun.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard of it.
Bigfoot Days in Estes Park is this weekend, and they say it's a blowout.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've never, ever, ever, never.
I need my gorilla suit.
You do need your gorilla suit.
Watch for them.
This says that they're going to premiere a feature film called The Sasquologist.
Whoa, that sounds like a porn.
It does. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Harry, too.
Yeah.
Harry,
Sasquatch. In it? What did it have in there?
Sasquologist.
Oh, it sounded like Sasquologist.
I say we put together a bus and go. The Bigfoot bus?
Yeah, let's go.
BJ and Jamie's Bigfoot bus.
We should.
Off and running we go. We're up to Estes Park for Bigfoot
Days. They
got
a half marathon. All these Bigfoots running.
Wait a minute. Are they running in the suits?
Maybe.
I would imagine.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, how
and
cool.
They got a 5K, too.
Wow. Why is this the first time we're hearing about this?
I have no idea.
That's super fun.
I saw it this morning when I was scrolling through some of the sites here in Bigfoot Days in Estes Park, and it's this weekend.
My sister and her family always went camping in Estes Park, so that was, even though we lived here, that's when we would go drive up there and go to Estes Park. Man, that's when they freaked me out about the cougars.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we went on this, so they do great programs in Estes Park, right, if you're camping and stuff. So this ranger had a day, and we all went in, and we sat in bleachers, and this ranger showed us all the places where mountain lions are. And, I mean, Colorado's covered in mountain lions, right? It showed us all these campers. Is this a great idea? No. And then she says this, when there's deer, there's cougars.
Oh, boy.
So that's all I think. Every time I see a deer, I'm like, there's a cougar around. That's what she told us.
That place is hard to get a camping pass right? Isn't it always packed or something? I've never been to Estes Park.
What?
Never been up
ever?
There. No. Chappelle, I don't
how
think
do
you've ever been, have you?
I've been up there.
Oh, you have been?
How do you
somebody
call
else told me they
had.
I've never been to Estes Park.
I bet Carson hasn't.
Yeah, I've been to Estes Park.
You have?
I've never been there. No.
There's a candy shop?
Yeah.
There's a...
I know. I should go up there for Bigfoot Days. I love Bigfoot.
You're not even an American.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.